He's feeling kind of empty. And that which he is full of doubt. He's full of worry. He's full of fear. He's about to take the great crowd of Israelites with him away from Mount Sinai, and he's about to take them across the peninsula and go towards the promised land, and he's full of worry, of doubt, and fear. He has worries about his own abilities as a leader, and he's had those his whole life. He has fear that God in his presence will not go with them as they cross through the wilderness to get to the promised land. He has fear that God will turn away from this people because of their sin, that God will abandon them and not go with them. He has worries. And in all of this, he even doubts the Lord's own promise. The Lord does everything he can to assure Moses that things will be fine and that the Lord will go with him. But over and over again, Moses doubts what God is telling him. God says that Moses, hey Moses, you have found favor with me. I know your name. That is to say that, hey, we're friends. But that's not good enough for Moses yet. The Lord also says to him, listen, my presence will go with you. I will be with you. I will bring you to a place where you will have rest. The Lord and Moses are having this conversation like friends. Moses is actually hearing the voice of God audibly speaking these words to him. Yet he doubts God and his own word. This is Moses we're talking about. Doubts the Lord. Moses over and over again asks God to go with him, to send his presence with them. And the Lord actually tells Moses in this passage, I will do the very thing you are asking for. But Moses is still empty. He is still full of the wrong things. And so he asks God the same thing that I think many of us might ask God when we are in a time of trial. He asks God for a sign. And here Moses asks for really the ultimate sign. He says to the Lord, show me your glory. I pray, show me your glory. Show me the full weight of your majesty, the full beauty of your divinity. Show me everything that you are, Lord. Show me your glory. And what's surprising is that God actually says, yeah, I'll give you a glimpse of my glory. And it can only be a glimpse, because if I were to show you the whole glory of who I am, you would melt away in my presence. You would not be able to survive such an encounter, because you, Moses, are a tiny little human. I am the God of the universe. You could not take such a thing. And so God does give a glimpse, a small sample of his glory to Moses. But before that, God gives him another promise. And he says this in verse 19. Verse 18, Moses says, show me your glory, I pray. And God answers, I will make all my goodness pass before you. All my goodness. And will proclaim your name before you, the name the Lord. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. God will give Moses a glimpse, the small glimpse of his glory, but he's also going to show all of his goodness for Moses and for the people. And what does this goodness look like? Just right before this conversation that Moses has with God is the scene where Moses comes down the mountain with the Ten Commandments, looks out upon his people, the Jews, and see that they're dancing and frivolity, they're worshiping a golden calf, they're doing everything that they're not supposed to. Moses literally just brings the commandments down to them, and what are they doing? They're breaking them. They're disobeying God who rescued them out of Egypt. And by all accounts, the glory of God should come down upon them and smite them all from the earth. But instead, God shows his true character, which is his goodness. And to these people, he gives them mercy, he gives them grace, he gives them kindness. He calls them his children. He says, I will be your God, and you will be my people. He shows them the fullness, not of his glory, but of his goodness. And this is the goodness that you and I see in Jesus Christ. Because when we ask, what does it mean when we say God is good all the time? It means that God is always loving. He is merciful, he is kind, he is gracious, and he wants to see each and every person on this earth come to faith in him and have a life of faith, and so that they can be, as Bob and Gert are now, part of the church triumphant, worshiping forever before the face of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the goodness of God for you and I. When we recognize how God is good to us in that way, then no matter what our circumstances are in life, we can sit around the table with our family, with our friends, and we can be thankful. Thankful not only for how God blesses us through the gifts and the benefits we receive in a place like this, but how those things also pour out into this material world, where we sit around, we have our turkey, we have our family, we have noisy kids in church, we have jobs, we have friends, we have our lives itself. We are thankful because God is good. And that is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And so give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his steadfast love endures forever. Amen.